Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
No, happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
There we go. Happy Easter is an action. It's a verb in my mind's eye. I also say happy Derby. Well, you guys are not in a derby yet, are you? I want to thank those that did attend my little party last night. I had it at the riverfront. There were a few planes that actually showed up. And at the end, there were a few fireworks. So if you were in attendance, you're welcome. It was me. Someday I'm going to pull that off. Someone's going to go, oh, did you really do that? I'm like, yes, I did. You probably hear Thomas and you're thinking, what are we going to talk about Thomas about this time? We're going to invert Thomas. Happy Easter is an action. I want you to hold on to that. And then we're going to flip Thomas kind of upside down. Because you're going to have to prove to people that Jesus Christ is the Lord and that he did rise from the dead. And I'm assuming you probably think that, otherwise you probably wouldn't be here this morning, unless you're just walking around with, hey, we can come in here. We're going to flip it. And it's an action that you have to take. And the best way I can describe this is, you ever been at a big body of water on a very unwindy day? It's a very kind of hot, dry, there's no wind, no breeze at all. And you see sailboats and they're just sitting there and they're not going anywhere. And even though you can't feel it, they do something that is amazing. The first boat you see puts up their sail. And what happens to that little boat? Whoosh, off it goes. Off it goes. And it's going to go somewhere. It's not just sitting there then. That's us right now. Sometimes we just sit there and are waiting for something to happen. And if you caught it in John's gospel, it's very clear what happens. Jesus comes and says, peace be with you. And usually that was fear not as well. And then he breathed on them and said, receive the Spirit. That is the huge breeze that the apostles needed in their sail to go from inactivity, sitting there, hoping that they weren't going to be killed for fear of the Jews, to activity. And what activity did they do? I'm glad you asked. From Acts of the Apostles in the first reading, did you catch it? If you haven't read Acts of the Apostles, this is a great time of year to read the whole Acts of the Apostles book. The whole thing. It won't take you long. From Acts of the Apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people at the hands of the apostles. Guess what? You are now the apostles. The breath of Jesus has come to you, but we have to do one thing. We have to put up our sail. Put up your sail and catch that breath from Christ. Because that breath from Christ will lead you to activity. And that's why Happy Easter is an action. It's a verb in my mind's eye. It is to demonstrate and show to people, because the world is full of naysayers. The people that don't believe, won't believe, have to be proven time and time again. And they're going to look at you, all of you, and say, as Thomas, prove it to me. Well, you know what? Put up your sail. Put up your sail and trust Christ. And you know what? Lead your life in accordance with that, with your sail up and you taking activity in your life that leads people to Christ. And then get out of the way. Let Christ take care of it. You're not God. I'm not God. He's not God. No matter what we do, all of this will ultimately be up to you. You have to be accountable for your life of action or inaction, of believing or not believing. Because I'll about guarantee you, there's people in here today that really don't want to be here. They're here because, well, it looks good if I am. And to those that might be thinking that, put up your sail. Put up your sail and let your life never be the same again. And it's hard to do because it's easy to just sit there in the water and kind of bob around and watch other people do it and go, that's great, I'm glad they're doing that. But the incredible things that happen in your lives when you put up your sail and let the breath of Christ take over your life like it did with the apostles who were scared in a room and then all of a sudden received that breath from Christ, the Spirit, and happily, joyfully went out of that room, and they had to know that they were probably going to be killed. That's the power that we have in our lives right now. But you have to put up your sail. Because if you don't put up your sail, nothing's going to happen. Happy Easter doesn't turn into a verb for you. Happy Easter doesn't turn into an action for you. It's a feel-good kind of thing. And that's not what Christ did. We have to be the action in the world today. There are enough naysayers in the world that try to bring us down. Don't let them. Put up your sail. And say, you know what? I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe he died and rose from the dead. And I have faith in that because of one thing. Because that man told me he was going to do it. And he's never let me down yet. And guess what? He never will. So, don't be fearful. Peace be with you. Fear not. He is with you. But he's challenging us. He's challenging you right now. Put up your sail. Put up your sail and start to move. Start to move in ways that your life has never been before. And that might be a little scary, and that's okay. He is with you. Put up your sail. Let your life never be the same again. So one last time I will say, and I hope I demonstrate this with not only my words but my actions, I will say, Happy Easter.